una tiraba Nachari. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari.
जय ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्राज गचार्य आशुतोतर शत शिष्यमात हिज डिवाइन ग्रेस एसी भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी शिल प्रभुपाद की जय ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्राज गचार्य आशुतोतर शत शिष्यमात हिज डिवाइन ग्रेस भक्ति सिद्धांत सरस्वती गोस्वामी महाराज शिल प्रभुपाद की अनंत कोटि वैष्णव वृंद की ISKCON Founder Acharya Srila Prabhupada ki Grantara Shimam Bhagavatam ki Nitai Gaura Premanandi. Oh glories to the assembled devotees. Oh glories to the assembled devotees. Oh glories to the assembled devotees. Oh glories to Shishi Guru and Shigauranga. Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya Breathing from Shrimad Bhagavatam Canto 9, entitled Liberation. Chapter 10, entitled The Pastimes of Lord Ramachandra. Text number 51. Tretayam Vartamanayam Kalakrita Samo Bhavat Rame Raja Nidharmagye Sarva Bhuta Sukhavahe Tretayam Vartamanayam Kalakrita Shamo Bhavat Rame Raja Nidharmagye Sarva Bhuta Sukhavahe Tretayam Vartamanayam Kalakrita Samo Bhavat Rame Raja Nidharmagye Sarva Bhuta Sukhavahe Tretayam Vartamanayam Kalakrita Samo Bhavat Dharmani Rajane Sarvabhuta Sukhabhave Tretayam Vartamanayam Kalakrita Shamo Bhavat Rame Rajan Nidharmage Sarva Bhuta Sukhavahe
त्रेतायं वर्तमानायं कलकृता समो भवत् राजे राजादि धर्माके सर्वभूता सुखावहे त्रेतायं इन तेत्रा युगा वर्तमानायं. Although situated in that period, kalaha, the period, krita, with satya yuga, samaha, equal, abhavat, it so became, rame, because of Lord Ramachandra's being present, Rajani, as the ruling king, Dharmaghe, because he was fully religious, Sarvabhuta, of all living entities, Sukha Avahe, giving full happiness. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada Ki. Lord Ramachandra became king during Tetra Yuga, but because of his good government, the age was like Satya Yuga. Everyone was religious and completely happy. Purport. Among the four yugas, Satya, Tetra, Dwarpa, and Kali, the Kali Yuga is the worst. But if the process of Vanashram Dharma is introduced, even in this age of Kali, the situation of Satya Yuga can be in vogue. The Hare Krishna movement or Krishna conscious movement is meant for this purpose. Kaler dosha nithe rajan asti hyeko mahaguna kirtanat eva krishna sya mukta shanga param brajet. Quote, my dear king, although Kali Yuga is full of faults, there is still one good quality about this age. Simply by chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, one can become free from material bondage and be promoted to the transcendental kingdom. Bhagavatam 12:3-51. If people take to this Sankirtan movement of chanting Hare Krishna Hare Rama, they will certainly be free from the contamination of Kali Yuga. And the people of this age will be happy as people were in Satya Yuga, the golden age. Anyone, anywhere, can easily take to this Hare Krishna movement. One need only chant the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, observe the rules and regulations, and stay free from the contamination of sinful life. Even if one is sinful and cannot give up sinful life immediately, if he chants the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra with devotion and faith, he will certainly be free from all sinful activities, and his life will be successful. Param Vijayate Sri Krishna Sankirtanam. This is the blessings of Lord Ramachandra, who had appeared in the age of Kali as Lord Gorasundara. Jai. Tretayam Partamanayam Kala Krita Samobabat Rame Rajani Dharma Ge Sarva Bhuta Sukhavahe. Lord Ramachandra became king during Tetra Yuga, but because of his good government, the age was like Satya Yuga. Everyone was religious and completely happy. Om Agyana Timirandasya Yananyana Shalakaya Chakshur Ummilitam Yena Tasmai Sri Gurube Namaha Namo Om Vishupadaya Krishna Vishya Uttale Shimate Ramapada Swami. Namo Om Vishnupadaya Krishna Prasaya Bhutale Srimate Bhaktivedanta Swamin Iti Namine Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Pashatya Deshatarine Bancha Kalpa Taruvyasha Kripa Sindhu Vyayavacha Patitanam Pavanevyo Vaishnavevyo Namo Namaha. So, it's a very encouraging verse. And Prabhupada often quotes this verse as to highlight the possibility of establishing the kingdom of God within the earth, which is something that all religious movements look to do, or is one of the goals or aspiration of any type of bona fide religion, the establishment of the kingdom of God within the earth. Or in Prabhupada often quote, in India, the pastimes of Lord Ramachandra are glorified. Especially politicians also use the example of Lord Ramachandra to promote themselves as the people, or the means of actually establishing this prosperous and happy society. So there is the term that is used is a Ram Raj, or the kingdom of Lord Ramachandra. Because in the kingdom of Lord Ramachandra was famous because of that. Actually, we're going to hear more about it, but not only people was fully religious and fully happy, completely happy, but actually the influence of the material world were almost like absent. There were no disease. People were not, they didn't get sick. There were no anything that would make people anxious. Nothing like that happens. Untimely death, terrible accidents, or miseries caused by nature, like tornadoes and hurricanes and earthquakes and things that are harassing the world right now. Nothing like that existed. So why it was explained that was the kingdom of God on earth? The quality of the kingdom of God that defined the kingdom of God, by definition, the kingdom, the spiritual world, is called Vaikuntha. Vaikuntha means a place that is absent, that the anxiety is absent. There's no anxiety. With no anxiety means that people can be fully happy and prosperous in their constitutional position. The material world is the opposite. It's a place where there is danger at every step. So there is a place of kunta, of great anxiety. Everybody is anxious. So there is no question of peace and happiness when you are in material consciousness. When you are in Vaikuntha consciousness, there is no anxiety. You feel completely secure. And therefore, that is real happiness. So, the example of these great personalities headed by the example of Lord Ramachandra. And as Lord Ramachandra, there's an example of great saintly kings that were able to establish a similar model of society and civilization, that it was devoid of anxiety and fully Krishna consciousness. And that was the influence of a saintly king, of a saintly ruler. So that's this type of a structure or society can only happen within a greater system, and that system is the system of Vanashram. Vanashram system is a system that is designed by the Creator, by Krishna, for this material world, to support a progressive system of consciousness. And when the system is perfectly established, then people can go through their material condition and still be in a progressive process of elevation for self-realization. Everybody will be engaged in self-realization, regardless of the different levels of material condition. And that's the influence of the saintly ruler, the saintly king, the Rajarshis. So one can bring even in a different yuga where the influence of that age not necessarily is perfectly religious. It is said the golden age can be established in any of the other yugas, depending on the consciousness, the global consciousness of the inhabitants. And the global consciousness is directed by leaders, is influenced by the example, by leaders. Krishna says, you know, that people will follow the leaders. The example that the leaders will give, then people will follow naturally. So according to the level of consciousness, the global consciousness, then an atmosphere like the Golden Age can be established. The Golden Age is described as an age of religiosity. Everybody was pious. So everybody will follow the Brahminical culture. So the process, the four pillars of religions were solidly established. As the next yuga then goes, then one of the principles of religion start to be compromised. And then when we get to Kali Yuga, there is only one principle standing and is being attacked from all sides and compromised. But nevertheless, we still find that in Kali Yuga, the principle of truthfulness is the only one that remains. So the other three principles are knocked down. And by the influence of Kali Yuga, things are degrading and constantly degrading. However, the yugas, the influence, the influence, the certain atmosphere that is created by the atmosphere, our consciousness is influenced. However, if our consciousness is remain strong and shelter in the process of Krishna consciousness, then the influence of the ages won't happen. The influence of Kali or the whatever influence is there, it won't touch one. So the question is, and that is the duty of the leaders of society, to make sure that people are sheltered by the process, by the rules or the codes of Dharma established by the personality of Godhead. So Prabhupada highlighting the purport that as Lord Ramachandra brought the age of the golden age in Tetra Yuga, Lord Ramachandra's mercy appears in Kali Yuga in the form of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who brings the process of Sankirtan Jagya, Param Vijayate Sri Krishna Sankirtanam. And through the process of Sankirtan Jagya, then the transformation of the impious propensities, the sinful state of the world consciousness will change. We hear this great prophecy for Kali Yuga that there is a 10,000 year window of golden age within Kali Yuga. Do you know the details of that prophecy? You hear? Jitendra Prabhu? You hear the details of the prophecy of the 10,000 years of golden age within Kali Yuga? It's from the Brahma Vivarta Purana. And it's a prophecy that is there. It's not, you know, something like folk, you know, something that, oh, it's actually in the Shastras, is prophesied. And not only that is in the Shastras, but also there's all kinds of great personalities that also were able to see. You know, these are Trikalagyas, empower saintly persons who have the capacity to see further in the future. Vyasadev, Prabhupada quotes Srila Vyasadev, in the Bhagavatam, Srimad Bhagavatam, quoting the famous verse, Kaler Dosa Nidhe Rajam, that in this Kali Yuga, everything is bad, but there's one thing, that is the chanting of the Hare Krishna Mahamantra, Kirtanat Eva Krishna Shya. Very specific, the chanting, the Kirtan, the Krishna Kirtan. It goes very specific. And there was Vyasadev seen into the future. But in the Brahma Vaivarta Upanishad, there is a very a specific passage in which the narration of a conversation between Lord Krishna and Mother Ganges happened. At the time of Lord Krishna leaving back to Goloka Vrindavan after his pastimes in the world have concluded, Ganga Devi approached him and asked him, "What's going to happen now?" And then Krishna went on to narrate what's going to happen. And he breaks it down, you know, into these predictions. Time, very, very specific times, frames that are going to happen. And within this time frame, there's this prediction of these 10,000 years. So I read for you that passage from the Brahma Vaivarta Purana. So we know that Kali Yuga is 432,000 years. So it is explained right now that about roughly, I have read that 5,100 years have already passed. But, you know, I was trying to look, I did a little research, trying to look how many years since Kali Yuga started. And that was one of the figures came out. 5,000, because we always hear already 5,000, like my Guru Maharaj says, we've been saying that for years, 5,000. So something must accumulate a little bit. So I did came across with 5,100 years of Kali Yuga have already passed. That leaves us with an approximate 427 and plus or less, a little less, 1,000 years to go. So where is this five? Where is this 10,000 years? You know, how does it go? So here's what Krishna. This is a narration. Bhagarati Ubacha, which is Mother Ganges. He Nata Ramanashreshta Jashi Goloka Muttamam. Ashmakanka Goshti Chatra Bhavyashyati Kalo Yuge. Ganges said, "O protector, supreme enjoyer, on your departure for the perfect abode Goloka, thereafter, what will be my situation in the age of Kali?" Sri Bhagavan Ubacha, "Kale Pancha Sahasrani Varshani Tishta Bhutale Papani Papi No Jani Tubhyam Dasyantis Nanata." The Blessed Lord said, "On earth," and this is important, "on earth, 5,000 years of Kali Yuga will be sinful and sinners will deposit their sin in you by bathing. So what is explained here is the first 5,000 years of Kali Yuga will be a very dark, degraded time. And then we saw that in one sense when we go through the world history, we see that the complete collapse of the Vanashram institution happened during these first 5,000 years. And the degradation of the royalty or the kingly class, it became very, very degraded. no Brahminical culture at all. The first symptom of Kali Yuga, the entrance of Kali Yuga, was the Brahman culture or the Brahmanas became degraded. So the Brahmanas and the rulers, the kings, became extremely degraded. And it became a very dark age. Basically, Vaishnavism, the capacity of following the cause of Dharma, became very obscure. And that's the history of these first 5,000 years. The general mass of people have no interest in God. The four principles of religions are basically almost non-existent. And in the name of religion, great sinful things are being committed. And that's from all major religions. It's very well documented nowadays, what in the name of Islam, the atrocities that have been committed. And the Judeo-Christian world is becoming all upset. But if we go back some centuries ago, the type of harm and terrorism that in the name of Christianity were committed with the Inquisition, with the the Holy War, the Crusade, all these type of things. What to speak of in the name of actually saving the world, you go into another lands in America and basically destroy. What is the name that is given when you get rid of a whole race? Genocide of American Indians. And terrible things. A whole civilization like the Aztecs and Mayans and Incas was completely wiped out. Huge civilization. What to speak of Africa taking, the Judeo-Christian world was the one who basically promoted a breaking basically countries by taking it as slaves. So in the name of religion, all these things were, this is the story of this first 5,000 years. So the only thing that keeps some sort of religiosity is there were still saintly persons. But they were maintaining, the connection or that capacity of connecting. Great saintly persons were there. And Mother Ganga, that will purify sinful people that will go there and bathe. But there was no means of fully releasing for her, according to what Krishna says here. Then Krishna says, and this is also very, very fascinating because it's right pinpointed. Man mantro pashaka sparshat bashmi bhutani tashshanat babishyanti darshanacha snana deva hijanavi. Thereafter, by the sight and touch of those who worship me by my mantra, all those sins will be burned. So Lord Krishna tells Mother Ganga that those devotees, his devotees, Krishna's devotees, pure devotees, and he defined it. Who are the pure devotees? What are the symptoms? Man mantra upashaka. Upasha means worship, like Upasana Kanda. And when we study deity worship, is, you know, we're studying the upashas, the different means of worship. So man mantra means my mantra, Krishna speaking. Those who always to worship it by chanting my mantra. So he's referring to the Hare Krishna Mahamantra. That those pure devotees, they're just by their presence, just by their sight or touch, can fully purify the whole atmosphere of Kali Yuga. It can purify more the Ganges, what to speak of common sinful people. So the presence of these devotees will surely purify the age of Kali. And what pure devotee is the one who are constantly chanting Krishna's mantra, the Hare Krishna Mahamantra. And in the beginning of Kali Yuga, the great personality, Nam Alvar, right in the beginning of Kali Yuga, just as Vyasadev could see, Nam Alvar, which is one of the Alvars that established the teachings of the Sri Sampradaya, Sri Vaishnava Sampradaya, in which Ramanujacharya appeared, Nam Alvar, South India, he was able to see, and he predicted too, that he was ecstatic. He goes and say, in the language that he spoke, Poliga, Poliga, Poliga. Poliga means victory, victory, victory. He goes like this. This was part of the Divya Prabandha, which was a series of songs that he composed, 1,000 Divya Prabandhas. And in one of them, he described this vision of a race of Vaishnavas with Tilak that will populate the earth and will chant the Hare Krishna mantra or this Krishna Kirtan all over the world and purify them. He says, victory, victory, victory. I behold something wonderful. All the inauspiciousness of the living entities is destroyed. No one is going to hell. Yamaraj has no more any work. So Yamaraj is out of work during this time. The effects of Kali Yuga cease to exist. This is because all over the world, an increasing number of Lord Vishnu's devotees sing his names while dancing and playing musical instruments. Param Vijayate Sri Krishna Sankirtan. The Sankirtan movement is out in the world. And just by this vision, he can see the core transformation of the consciousness of the world. So, Krishna assure Mother Ganga that she will be purified by these devotees, this race of devotees who are populating the earth, chanting the Hare Krishna Mahamantra. All sins will be burned. And then Krishna goes to say, I'm just going to read the translations. There will be chanting of the name of Hari and reading of the Bhagavad Purana. Reaching such a place, attentively hear. So, furthermore, not only these two things that the devotees, the pure devotees, will do, they will always chant the holy names, the Sankirtan, chanting. By the chanting of the holy names, then the purification will take place. So, these two things, by these two activities, the purification will take place. By the chanting of the holy name and by the recitation of the Srimad Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Purana. So By the chanting of the holy names, we know the Brihadnaradiya Purana. Hare Nama, Hare Nama, Hare Nama, Eva Keva Lankalo, Nastieva, Nastieva, Nastieva Gatiranyata. That by the chanting of the Hare Krishna Mahamantra, the age of Kali will be checked and people will be able to obtain the supreme destination, no other way. But also by the recitation of the Srimad Bhagavatam, and here the importance, the extreme importance of the Srimad Bhagavatam for the purification of the whole consciousness of the world. The Bhagavatam is pivotal in this process of purification. We hear from Srila Vyasadeva, he says that just by reciting the Bhagavatam, all bad qualities in the heart will be completely cleansed. Simbatan swakata krishnan punya shavana kirtanan hidunoti stuhyabhadrani hidunoti, the hard knot of material condition will be vidunoti shuhitsatam, will be completely destroyed. And then nashta praeshu abhadrishu nityam bhagavata sevaya, by the recitation daily of the Srimad Bhagavatam, bhagavati utamasyoge bhaktir bhavati naishtiki, the Krishna consciousness will awaken. So Bhagavatam is the solution for bringing up the consciousness. So therefore this distribution, world distribution of Srimad Bhagavatam is at the heart of the Sankirtan mission. These two things, Sankirtan and Srimad Bhagavatam. That's how the whole world will change, will become fully purified according to Krishna. So the pollution of lust, anger, greed and envy will be completely annihilated, because those are the unwanted anarthas within the heart of living entities, conditioned living entities. So the Srimad Bhagavatam is not ordinary. Srila Sukadev Goswami, not Sukadev Goswami, Sutta Goswami, in his answer to the sages of Nimisaranya, he glorifies the Bhagavatam by saying that this Bhagavatam is Brahma Samhitam. It's an incarnation of Krishna. It's a literal incarnation of Krishna. Puranam Brahma Samhitam. It's the literal incarnation of Krishna. It's an avatar. It's a full incarnation. So by the recitation, one immediately becomes connected with Krishna. So it's most important that we facilitate the people of the world coming in contact with the Bhagavatam. Then Krishna goes on to say, he glorifies the position of the devotees. Sinful reactions, including the killing of a Brahmana, can be nullified by hearing the Purana and chanting the names of Hari in the manners of devotees. Just as dry grass is burned by fire, by the embrace of my devotees, all sins are born. O Ganges, the whole planet will become a pilgrimage site by the presence of my devotees, even though it had been sinful. In the body of my devotees remains eternally the purifier. Mother Earth becomes pure by the dust of the feet of my devotees. It will be the same in the case of pilgrimage sites and the whole world. Those intelligent worshippers of my mantra who partake my remnants will purify everything. Is another very important aspect that describes the devotees. That not only the devotees perform this Sankirtan Jagya, The Sankirtan Jagya, Jagya means a sacrifice. All Jagyas, there is mantra and there is offerings of sacrifice. In the past, the offerings were very, very elaborated and with great wealth. There were gold and jewels and a great wealth that was offered as a sacrifice. In this age, to complete a sacrifice, Krishna is explaining here that the remnants of his food, so prasadam, is also a very important aspect of the Sankirtan Jagya. So the distribution of Krishna prasadam and the distribution of the holy name, this is a complete Sankirtan sacrifice, Jagya. So the remnants also will purify. Krishna's prasadam is very powerful. And we have heard many times the glories of distributing Krishna prasadam and how they can completely change people's receptiveness to the holy name just by taking Krishna prasadam. Very important. And then Krishna goes to say, they're more dear than to me than my life, who every day meditates only on me. The air and fire becomes pure simply even by their indirect touch. And then Krishna says this 10,000 year prediction. So he said the first 5,000 years, very bad, very sinful. After that, there will be a window of 10,000 years. This is what he said. Kaler Dasha Sahasrani. Dasha Sahasrani means in the age of Kali, in 10,000 years. Mahabhakta Shanti, Mahamadbhakta Shanti Bhutale, Ekavarna Babishanti, Madbhakteshu Gateshu Cha. For 10,000 years of Kali Yuga, such devotees of mine will fill the whole planet. After the departure of my devotees, there will be only one Varna, outcast. So for 10,000 years, the increasing numbers of devotees will happen. And then that's what will change the whole thing. That's the window that is there of a Satya Yuga, a change of consciousness within Kali Yuga. After that, I didn't go further. I didn't find, although I tried to, you know, what happened? How the devotees' departure will happen? What happened after these 10,000 years? But what Prabhupada says is, and then Kali Yuga takes full. And Krishna says it too. He actually say, devoid of my devotees, the earth will be shackled by Kali. Saying this, Krishna departed. So 10,000 within 427,000 years that are left is not such a big window. So Prabhupada say, don't miss the opportunity, because things are gonna go ugly after that. And there is a descriptions in the 11th and 12th canto of what happens when Kali Yuga takes full charge. Then the devotees goes, you know, sort of underground, very small packets, and then the uncivilized outcasts would take full charge. And it will degrade to some very, very hellish situations until Lord Kalki will come and wipe out all the miscreants, and then Satya Yuga will start. The sages will come down from whatever they're hiding, and then they repopulate the world, and Satya Yuga will start. But the point is that we have these 10,000 years of Kali. It's already started. Right now, According to this and according to what I understand, obviously, things always go more deep. We're just touching, you know, a little bit of the knowledge. 100 years have passed of these 10,000 years. We're just on the just the beginning of it, of this very auspicious thing in which the whole world started to be populated. And it started with Srila Prabhupada. And that's what makes Srila Prabhupada very special. Srila Prabhupada is the preeminent Acharya of the age of Kali, because he's the one who is fulfilling all these predictions. Lord Chaitanya saw that the chanting of his holy names will be in every town and village of the world. And that's what Prabhupada has brought. He is populating the world with Vaishnavas. And every land is being populated by Vaishnavas. And through the presence of Vaishnavas who are chanting sincerely, who are preaching the Srimad Bhagavatam, and who are distributing Krishna Prasad, the golden age will be. This golden age will start. So, it's very inspiring. We have the opportunity of being part of history, universal history, not talking about the tiny history of a particular community or country. We're talking about universal history, Bhagavatam history. We are able to take part in this historic event of the spreading of the Sankirtan movement all over the world to facilitate what Nam Alvar so ecstatically say, victory, victory, victory. Same thing, Param Vijayate. Let it be victory, Vijayate, Param Vijayate. Let them be victory to this Sankirtan mission. So, Jamaraj will have no work during these 10,000 years. Any comment or questions? Giridhari Prabhu. Jai. Jai.
That's a really amazing topic, just directly relating to the here and now. What is going on now, what we are a part of. It's not, I was just meditating on this last point. You said we have the opportunity to be a part of it, but actually we are a part of it.
Correct.
We don't even have, it's like,
correct,
we already are in it.
Yeah.
It's like a, basically like a pastime of like the golden age, an extension of Lord Chaitanya's mercy, and we already are in it. And it's just a matter of getting more and more into it, and more awakened to that fact and reality that we are a part of it. Somehow, I've come into it somehow. I don't even know, but it's just the fact. And such an amazing and inspiring, and just brings so much like energy that we get distracted so easily, and we think all these things are what's important, and we don't get this feeling of awareness of what we are a part of already. A lot of times we're still so covered over from it. So I guess I'm just, one of my questions is, how do we focus more on the essence of just simply chanting? We have all these things that we have to do, our material duty and things like this, but that's not, I mean, Of course, Prabhupada said establish Varnashram after he saw everyone falling down, or people having trouble maintaining it, but he didn't also want us to like stop having like full on chanting all the time. And so I feel like we're a little light in our approach. Like a lot of times we're like just barely chanting as a congregation. To be frank and honest, we're barely chanting together in the temple room as a community of devotees. And this is everything. This is everything. I don't want to be offensive. I just want to share that feeling.
Well, it's a very valid feeling. It is.
So I want to commit myself, not point fingers to anyone else, but I just want to commit myself to this essence. And I just wanted to share that.
Yeah, it's at the heart of who we are. And there is the process that we're given is a combination, is this very well balanced process of Bhagavat Dharma and Pancharatrika Dharma, or Pancharatrika Vidhi and Bhagavat Vidhi, sorry. Bhagavat Vidhi is hearing and chanting, focusing on that. We cannot neglect that, because without hearing and chanting, no purification happens. You know. But there is Pancharatrika Vidhi, which is also, you know, hand to hand, the worship of the deities, and meaning deities, what belongs to the deities, the temple, the devotees, etc., etc. So these two things go hand to hand. And I think it's a matter of maturity on us understanding this amazing gift. And it's a matter of maturity, it's a matter of, as we become purified, it will naturally, what else you want to do in life? You know, it's every time we get the opportunity, we will do that. So that being said, we, you know, can, in the matter of serving the deity, serving the devotees, we can make all kinds of facilities for people to come together and be part of the, you know, perform Sankirtan. So, yes, I agree. The chanting, the facilitating devotees to come together and chant, just chant. Just let's chant together. I mean, every time we do it, it's like we cannot get enough of it. But we don't do it enough. It's like, come on. So it will take time, but hey, let's do it. Let's do it. I tag along with you. I take your leadership and follow you. Let's do it. Jai, any other thing? Yes, Bhaktadam Prabhu.
Hare Krishna Prabhu. Thank you for the class. Just to clarify a little bit more, this 10,000 years, now we've come to a culmination that this is 100 years into this, of this golden age, correct?
I'm going to make a disclaimer on that. This is, I was trying to find out, okay, how exactly, 5,000 years, for how many years exactly? I think Chandramouli Maharaj mentioned, you know, some number that was more exact. But this is something that I found. So, but I'm not 100% sure, you know. You can take it. It was not from Srila Prabhupada or from, you know, but you can, you know, it's an approximate. Let's say it like that.
Okay, so specifics aside, the 10,000 years, is the influence of Kali Yuga going to diminish in everyone?
Well, what I understood is this. Because right now we see that the world is starting to be populated by devotees, but we're still, in comparison, you know, very small. But the influence is continuously growing. From the time that Srila Prabhupada, you know, came to the West to now, I mean, you can see it's like spreading and spreading and spreading, big time. And it's not stopping. But also the influence of Kali Yuga are there. You know, things are becoming more degraded as the years pass. So how exactly it works? You know, the influence of Kali Yuga will be there, but the influence of the devotees, the chanting of the holy names, will completely annihilate that as the Sankirtan movement grows and grows. That's what I understand. So the opportunity gets created for people to actually become purified just by the sight and contact, what it says here, just by the sight and touch of these pure devotees, you know, their sinful reactions will be nullified just by the sight. And that's far out. And we have right now walking on earth a whole, you know, group, like a major, you know, quite a group of powerful Vaishnavas that are purifying the earth. And you can see their influence. You know, so we just have to tag along with those Vaishnavas and also become ourselves purified, a proper instrument for that. So that's how I understand it. Did I answer your question? Was there?
Yeah, Hare Krishna. Thank you.
Okay. All right. Krishna Archana. Then we...
You know, in attending some interfaith meetings, one gets exposed to the prevailing Christian outlook, which is this idea of establishing or having the kingdom of God on earth. So, at least what I've understood from those interfaith meetings, the emphasis is on some sort of metaphor of establishment of religion, with the followers of that religion forming a kind of tree that spreads its branches and somehow they're drawing on that metaphor through their scriptures to say that that is something that's taking place through the Christian movement. So it's very interesting because, you know, by way of contrast over here, what's been outlined is that the kingdom of God is present at the time of Lord Ramachandra in Tetra Yuga through the influence he exerted by his personal example of such ideal behavior that led to all the citizens being religious and pious, and hence all the positive benefits that accrued from that you had mentioned, you know, like no disease, etc. And then in the present time, that kingdom of God is present through the chanting of the Maha Mantra. So it's the presence through sound vibration. So it's so interesting because the thing that makes the kingdom of God be present is the presence of God, so to speak, on earth. Right. And so it's, you know, one could say the followers of God create the kingdom of God, but it's actually the presence of God. And hence, in Lord Ramachandra's time, it was the presence of himself. And in the present time, it's the presence of Krishna in the form of the Maha Mantra.
Maha Mantra and the Srimad Bhagavatam, both. Yeah. Yeah, yeah, very well said. Prabhupada says, you know, you want, they want the kingdom, the Ram Raj without Ram. And that's their foolishness, failure. You have to establish the kingdom of Ram with Ram. So, good. All right. Thank you so much. Granthara Shriman Bhagavatam Ki, Srila Prabhupada Ki, Jai. Thank you.